各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
平安。
欢迎 brothers and sisters。
很高兴看到了许多的老朋友。
Nice to see so many old friends here。
这个特别为了我们新生命，我与播道会向主感恩。
Especially I wanted to thank the Lord for the New Life Church。
没想到时间这么快，教会已经成立了。
And it's not the time passed by so fast. The New Life Church is established 20 some years already.
感谢主神，这次给我跟师母有机会再回到国语播道会。
Thank God that God gave me and my wife a chance to come back to the church.
一方面来看望各位弟兄姊妹们。
One reason is to visit the brothers and sisters in New Life Church.
一方面很感谢主。给我这个机会，可以在这里跟大家一起过加拿大的感恩节。
And another is to thank God that I have this privilege to spend Thanksgiving with you guys.
所以我跟师母特别在教会二十周年庆的时候。
So that's why me and my wife would like to come here during the 20 years anniversary.
我们致赠给教会一个匾额。
We would like to give this. They sing to the church.
这个我跟师母做的，我们特别去挑，然后我们自己用电脑打字。
So this was made prepared by me and my wife, and we printed out on the computers and.
这个呢，就送给我们新生命国语播道会二十周年这个年庆，愿神更大的赐福我们新生命国语。
So I'd like to present this as a gift to New Life Church's 20 years anniversary.
都是神的恩典。
It's all from God's grace.
刚才主席带我们读的这一段的经文。
The scripture that we just read.
我们可以看到这一章十一章的。这个关键呢，是在第二十五节。第二十五节，我们一起同声来读二十五节，好吗
？So the key point of Matthew chapter 11 is in verse 25. So why don't we read it together？
我们一起同声来念，预备，来。二十五节，预备，来。那时，耶稣说：“
父啊，我感谢你的福，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明人传，又藏起来，向明白又显出来。”
耶稣基督是在什么样的一个情况？他一方面感谢主，一方面他赞美主。
Under what circumstances, Jesus praised God and he thanked God?
我刚才讲过的，那时是很重要的关键。
As I pointed out, when is a very important word.
天地的主是赞美。
So all the heaven and earth is praise the Lord.
我感谢你是感恩。
We thank you is thanksgiving.
那么请问那时是指什么时候呢？
So what is mean by that time?
请我们一起来看同样这一章的第二节跟第三节。
So let's read the same chapter, verse 2 and 3.
这里说，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
So it says, John heard in prison that Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
一起注意好，我们每一个人读经也好，解经也好，一定要根据上下文来看。
So it's very important when we read any scripture, we must read the part before and after.
那时是指几个时候，第一个就是一直在侍奉耶稣基督的这位施洗约翰。他应该是最认识耶稣的，却在这个时候反而怀疑主耶稣了。
So the first is when John the Baptist.